Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, January 29th. After steady to a little bit lower in the corn and wheat overnight, disappointing results from the Egyptian wheat tender dragged wheat lower. That pulled corn lower with it, but actually soybeans held their own there, finished just a hair better in the March than they did overnight, and just a fraction lower in the November. So let's take a look at corn. We have March finishing down 2.5 cents at 377 and a quarter. We're back below the 50 and 100-day moving averages. And December finished down 2 cents at 401, above the 50 and 100-day still, but also back below the 200-day there, as these markets kind of coil up waiting for information. We can expect some reports to be staggered out down the road. I'll mention a little bit of that later, but maybe putting some life into these flatlining charts here, some kind of those electric paddles, so to speak. Taking a look at wheat, we got March down 5.5 at 513 and a quarter, back below that 50-day support at 517. We had been in about a 7 cent range there between a couple of moving averages. Kansas City March down 6.5 at $5.25, below the 50-day of 502.5. So with that Egyptian tender there, the U.S. soft red wheat was the cheapest on the board. However, when you bring in the necessary freight and cargo charges there, that put us out of the ballpark. So three cargoes went to Romania and three cargoes went to France, or rather from Romania and from France. So maybe wheat needs to do is get hooked up with Amazon and have some type of free shipping. But I don't know if they carry that kind of volume there. Taking a look at beans, we got March down 4.25 cents at 919. November down 4.25 cents at 958. We spent a couple of days over the 200-day moving average in the beans there. First time since June of last year. We are now back below there. So we will have to see how things work out. A little bit of a quiet market here, although lower, as we anticipate the meetings between China and the U.S. over the next 2 days. Again, the big sticking point is the handling of intellectual property, and we don't know that if some type of resolution to that isn't on the table, that the U.S. will balk, even if there are agricultural purchases in the rest of the offer from the Chinese. So again, markets kind of just drifting sideways, waiting for that market moving news from those China talks. Now, as far as the reports, which will be coming out again now that the government has opened up, the export sales, what they're going to do for the week ending December 20th, they'll release those this Thursday, the 31st. For the week ending December 27th, those will be released February 7th. And kind of so on and so on. They will be staggered out there. Don't know if this is set in stone, but we can start looking for some of those updates. And then as far as the commitment of traders, and this really is confusing here, we haven't had a report since around Christmas time. And now what they're going to do is stagger the releases of the last 8 to 10 reports over 3 to 4 day periods. Rather than just give an updated, here's where they are now. I don't know why they're doing this, but they'll be releasing them on the 1st, the 5th, the 8th, 12th, 15th, 19th, 22nd, and 26th of February. You know, that way we can kind of see the progression, but I don't know what good it does to stagger it out like that. But that is how it's going to be done. So nothing we can do except see where they end up. So again, that's all I have for this afternoon. It is going to be bitterly cold here in Chicago. They're saying colder than Mount Everest and Antarctica. So everyone in Chicago and surrounding areas, this is covering a great big swath of the Midwest there. Be very careful over the next couple of days. Only go outside if you absolutely have to. And we will see you again tomorrow morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night and stay warm.